Kumlen Lab Makimoda, Rav Chav Tesla Mabez, and we were asking a question of Shulman Levy, who believed that the majority of the women, that we say the majority of the women when they give birth, to a child, and if she knows that she's pregnant. We asked a question from a whole Braisa here that it seems we're masapping whether she had a child or not. So he said that he explained that, the suffix we have there is not whether she had a child. She had a child, but maybe she had a child a long time before she came to us. What happened here was a woman came to us, she was pregnant, and then she gave birth, and she doesn't know, miscarriage, she doesn't know when it happened. So what we say is, the first 3 weeks, we monitor her, the first 3 weeks she didn't see any blood. The fourth week she saw every single day. So this is what happened. The first 3 weeks she's no blood at all. And then from the next 10 weeks, 1 week she sees every day, and 1 week she doesn't see every day. So we're near the bottom of the page, and we explain as follows. That the first week we're worried every single day. Maybe she had a male boy. We don't know when the 7 days of Tum expires. So every day during that week she is Tame. We're up to Beishame here. We're explaining. Okay, we'll start. We can start here from Umad Bilnei said five lines about him. Umad Bilnei said Tishim Mechamesh Trilis. It's Chavtes on the base, 5 lines from the bottom. You go 95 times to the mikveh. Remember that? Actually, it turns out to be 29b. You're ahead of us.
No, we told him yesterday.
Ah, okay.
The beginning of the Lord is not really nice,
sir? Yeah, 5 lines from the bottom. So, while you look for it, so we say the first week, every day, she has to, Besham Besil Hol, you have to go to mikveh every single time you have the mitzvah. In the first week, every day, we say maybe she gave birth to a boy within the last 7 days, and every day of the week, maybe the 7 days of tumah finish, every day she has to go to mikveh. The second week, we are saying that maybe she gave birth to a girl, and it's 14 days, whether she came, the day that she came to us, the day before that, every single day of the second week, maybe the 14 days after she gave birth to a girl expire. So every day she has to go to mikveh there at night.
But just to say, if she had a...
We don't know when she had.
She waits 7 days, then she goes to the mikveh. Okay.
That's right. But we don't know when she gave birth.
If she...
A girl, 14 days.
She's still going 7 days to the mikveh.
No, 14 days. A girl is 14 days.
A girl is 4 days.
I understand, but she started to go to the mikvah.
Every day she came to us. Not after, every day, from the day number one, because maybe 7 days ago she gave birth. She doesn't know when she gave birth. But we're monitoring her now. So every day, she doesn't know what she gave birth to.
There's a gap when she doesn't see, and then there's a thing which
she came to us during the day, right now during the day, and she told us my story, so we said, oh, maybe 7 days ago she gave birth to a boy. Go to mikvah tonight. Then maybe and tomorrow night. And then the night after. And so on and so forth. So 7 days. Yeah. The next week.
But after 7 days.
Then she starts to go every night to mikvah because she's a girl.
She
starts.
She has to continue.
No, but is she allowed to go to the mikvah while she is coming?
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, of course, you're allowed to. Yes, for sure. Because maybe she's cleaning herself to become tired. The second week as well, we're worried that maybe she gave birth to a boy, but she was a Zava. A Zava, as you see, 3 days out of turn. Maybe she started to see 1 or 2 days. Then she gave birth, and then she had no pains and continued the third day. She's called Yoledes Bezoiv. And therefore, she has to have 7 clean days. And even though she didn't see any blood during that week, it has to be separate from... It has to be counted as 7 clean days for Zava. You can't use it concurrently with the days that she's... expected to see his tummy.
So she
100%, because she thinks maybe because the possibility that today she is Torah, and the mitzvah is to go the first possibility that you have, but maybe today the first possibility, maybe not. So I got to go every day to cover all my possibilities. So the second week I go to mikveh every day twice, one in the afternoon because maybe I'm a zava, and one at night because maybe I gave birth to a girl. The third week she goes to the mikveh every day because maybe she was yoledes bezoiv for a girl. She doesn't know. She miscarried. It was a miscarriage. Didn't give birth to a healthy child. It was a miscarriage. So she doesn't know when that happened. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we're up to Tishim v'chamesh Tfilas. That's 95 Tfilas. Why do you 95 Tfilas? Shavuah Kama, the first week, Matbil Neisabel, every night she goes to the mikveh, Eimer, we say, Yelel Zochri. Maybe she gave birth to a boy, and every day of the first week, maybe the end of the 7 days. Shavuah Sheni, the second week, she goes to the mikveh twice. Matbil Neisabel, she goes to the mikveh at night, Eimer, Yelel Nekevi. Maybe she gave birth to a girl, and the 14 days expired, the first day, Sunday, then Monday, then Tuesday, Wednesday, and so on. And be Mama, she goes to the mikveh by day as well. Eimer, Yelel Zochri. Maybe she gave birth to a boy. But she was a Zava and the first 2 days, and then the third day she continued seeing blood and she didn't have any pain, so she's a Zava. And the Zava has to be counted separately. So, and 7 clean days.
She's
talking about miscarriage, and she has no idea what happened. And she didn't do any checking any else until she came to the rabbis. She was at least the third week.
Although when you're pregnant, you don't bleed, but she's bleeding, and that bleeding is what's called a zova, which is when it's bleeding out of the side.
Yeah. Okay, so in the third week, could maybe she gave birth as a zov, and by zov, the mitzvah is to go the mikveh by day. Even though she's not allowed to live with her husband until that night, the mitzvah is by day. Why go at night in the third week? What are we worried about at night? This is only Beshame to my. Beshame is the view of the Amar. Tvulas Yem Oroboy Tru. Beshame has a new chiddush. She holds that this woman, during the 66 days of Tara, she doesn't automatically become Tara at the end of the 66 days. She has to go to mikveh because she's considered a Tvul Yem. She's allowed to be the husband during the 66 days, but she's not allowed to touch Truma because a Tvul Yem is not allowed to touch Truma. And it's like you have to wait for the sun to set. Her sun sets the end of the 66 days. And then she has to go to mikveh. So every day of the 66 days, maybe today's the end of the 80 days for a girl. So she has to go to mikveh 66 times. So Mehdi, let's analyze. So how do you get 95? So we have here. You have 2 weeks of 14, that's 28 days. First week is 7, that's 35. And then you have 66. So l'chayda, 35 is 66. L'chayda is 90. Where my accountants here? 94. And you said 95. Freddy Gemara Mehdi, you made Tara Kama Havas Shisim Bashisa, so the 66 days of Tara. Dao Shvua Gimel, Dad Belinilhum, Pashalu Shisim, the Chichada, so you have, and the third week you go to mikveh, even the third week might be the first week of the 66 days, you go to mikveh anyway, because maybe you gave, your letters Bazaiv, and Tful Yaim, but Lapoyal, he's 60 minus 1, Chichada, but Lassen, Vehei, Tishim Vidal is 94, Tishim Vichad Mavitai, where do you get 95 from? Where's the 95th one? You think she came to us in the afternoon. She came to us twilight. So even though we started the mikveh the following night, that also should go to mikveh, because maybe it's a separate day. Give her an extra tefillah for that as well. So if now suddenly you have 95. What do you call it? Well, Beis Hillel is only 35. Why? Because Beis Hillel disagrees about the 66. Time. He holds that this woman does not have to go to mikveh at the end of the 66 clean days because we don't treat her like a tvul yom. Well, they see the damit tvulas yom aruch loyboi tvula is lamed. Hey, my Vitalisa, how do you get to 35? Esim v'tanaikim. We certainly said 28, but you remember the extra 7 that we have to make it 35 was because you went to mikveh twice that week. The third week by day you went to maybe yourself. By night you went to tvulas yom aruch. Maybe this is the end of the 80 days, but tvulas doesn't hold of the end of the 80 days. All you have is 28. How do you get to 35? Vitam the Kedam, we're going to answer. 28, like we said before, we understand. Week number 2 is 14 because maybe he's a boy, he's a Bezoiv, or maybe a girl. Week number 3 is a Bezoiv, 1 maybe a boy. So it's 4 times 7 is 28. I understand that. Hey, but the fifth week, so the fourth week she saw blood every day, and the fifth week, you know why? Because Amos safe nidhi. The fourth week she's a nida, but we don't know which day. Maybe the day that she saw was part of the 30. The days of Tara from a boy. So every day that she saw doesn't mean necessarily she's a nida. Maybe it's the part of the Tara, but maybe it's the beginning of a nida. So 7 days in a row, every day is a suffix. Maybe it's the beginning of a nida, and because it's a suffix, beginning of the nida. Therefore, you have to go to mikveh every night. Then the following week, the week that you're tired, every night she has to go to mikveh. Maybe this is 7 days from my nida. Is Velayla, what is it? Hachshuhe Madbelina Kolayla Velayla. Aim what we say, Saif Nidhi, maybe it's the end of a Nidha. Now we ask the question, we need 66 days, we need a total of 80 days. 80 days for a girl is only 8.5 weeks. Why do you have to say this 10 weeks after the 3 weeks? if you add up the 3 weeks in the beginning and the 8 weeks at the end, you don't need 10 weeks. And Gemara, you chvui in lumbly, why 10? But tamnai palgasage, 8.5 is enough. 8.5, we're trying to find tara. Eight weeks is 56, and a half is 60. We're looking for 60 days. 60 days of tara, because you already have the 3 weeks that we took up in the beginning. That's 21 days. All you have is left. If you take a 21 days from 80, it leaves you 59. So 59 is basically 8.5 weeks. Why do you need to say 10 weeks? So you're right. We're just being poetic. I did a tony palga de shvua. Since we mentioned a half a week, we don't like half. We don't like fractions. Masigle we say a whole week, but we also want to have equal amounts of tummy with tara. But I did a ton of shvua tummy, ton of shvua tara. Therefore, since we alternate 1 week of tummy, 1 week of tara, so it became 10. Says the gemara, vayika tefilas zava. Says the gemara, what about going to mikvah zava? Even according to Hillel, every week that she's tummy, we don't know if that week is tummy al sanida. Or Tomei al Sazava. And as a Zava, you have to go to Mikvah as well. So, could maybe she didn't give birth to a child at all. And therefore, or she gave birth a long, long time ago. And if she sees blood now, this is out of sequence, not a sequence. Maybe you're a Zava and you have to go to Mikvah every week that she's Tomei. Maybe she just became a Zava. And these 3 days that she saw her week, maybe she became a Zava. And the next week is a Zayinikim. And she's going to Mikvah. So, the Gemara. What she says is the lifnei tashmish kachashiv. We're only counting the remember the only time she's allowed to have tashmish with her husband is the night of the 35th. So we're only counting those mikvahs that you have to go before that 35th. La'achat tashmish kachashiv. We don't count the night after that. He counts afterwards because he's saying you count every night of the 66 of the 60 days you got to go to the mikveh because it's like a tefulas yom aruch and we don't know when the 80 days expire. So why don't we include the tefulah zava? Why don't we add another tefulah? Size 95, there's much more. You have to go, and zava is by day. At tefillas yom aruch is at night, but zava is by day. So we answer, belay the kamay, he's only talking about birth. He's talking about how many times you've got a mikveh because maybe he gave birth. We're not talking about maybe she's a zava. So your mother, vayikol yeledes b'zoyv, you counted. If she gave, you said that if she gave birth while she's zava, you counted. Yeledes b'zoyv kachoshev, zikredos l'kachoshev. Anything tagged to birth, we count. We don't count on its own. Shavuos hakama das the kama litvule. What about the first week she came to us? Why do you only go to mikveh at night? And we say, because maybe what? It ends the 7 days of tumah from a boy. Why don't you say that maybe she gave birth 2 weeks ago and she's a zayv? And therefore she go every night, every day she go to mikveh as a zav. That le kama litvula b'yayma, dilma, kol, yayma, b'yayma, shlima, la, sipurim, dida. Why don't you say that every single day, maybe she was a yeledet, was a zayv 2 weeks ago, and therefore this ends the 7 days of zav, and then have to go to mikveh the days. An extra seven tefillahs. 95 is not enough. We can add another 7. Or 35 is not enough. As the Gemara, Hamani, Rabbi Kiva Yidama, Be'ina, Sipurim, Befaneinu. Rabbi Kiva says that when you have 7 clean days, it's not automatic she's clean. She actually has to be aware that she's a Zava, and then she's monitoring it. Since before she came to us, she wasn't aware of anything. She was a Batlan. She had no idea. So she, even though it was, you know, she was counting, whatever it is, doesn't count at all. As the Gemara, the end of the first week, okay, she came to us 7 days later, let her go to mikvah one extra time because she's a finisher zava. Because now she's in front of us, we're monitoring it. So apart from everything else, let us say maybe 2 weeks ago she gave birth, and therefore the first week is a zayinikim because it was a clean week, and maybe this is a zayinikim, and the last day, and we're watching it, so the last day she's going to mikvah chalapachas in the afternoon. The Gemara says, chad b'shvuah lekamaydi. We're not talking about a thing that you only have to do once. Okay, what about the first day she comes to us in the afternoon? Let her go to the mikveh. Now we see that she's clean. Maybe yesterday she saw only 1 day. And the din is, if you see only 1 day, you got to go to, you got to have the nekiim 1 day and go to mikveh. So we answer, we're focusing on if you're a proper zava 3 consecutive days, then you have to have 7 clean days of a carbon. We're not talking about a zava tana minor thing. Shmam in the classroom, this whole sugi, we learn 3 things. Shmam in the Rav Akivi, Rav Akivi says, when it comes for a woman, Zayin Nikim, the 7 clean days, she has to be aware that she's monitoring it, even though there's no mitzvah to count the 7 days, but you have to be aware of it, apply yourself. Number one. Number two, Shmamino Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon is the one that says, Aval Omru Chacham Asalazakin. Rabbi Shimon said that even though she's in the afternoon, she goes to the mikveh by a zovah, but she's not allowed to have a relationship with her husband until that night. Why? Shem Tavah de Sovah, because what happens if she sees spots again that afternoon, and so retroactively she's tummy again, and she had a relationship with her husband? Ushmam, and a 30 million from here, tefillah is not a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah from Shammai. We both see that they hold that you have to have the mitzvah to be tevil as soon as you have to. Rabbi Yisrael Chayyuda, I'm a dayel at tefillah b'achrayin. He holds that, forget all these mikvahs. She's not going to relate to her husband, wait till the every end of the 80 days, and that's when she goes to the mikvah. Well, I mean, because he doesn't hold a tefillah b'zman mitzvah. We're up to the mission of Lamed Aleph. Actually, an astonishing mission, as you'll see in a minute. Hamapelis liyemem, if a woman miscarries on the 40th day, ain't a chesheshe levad. You need 40 full days before we say that the child matures. Less than that, we don't. Liyemem al, but on the 41st day she miscarried, then we don't know if it's a boy or a girl. Teishev lezocher, or to nekevim. But also lenidik, because you're not sure if there was a lad there. You don't know. Reb Shimish Malayim, look what he says there. Yom Mer Aleph Teisha Zachar. Only a boy develops in 40 days. Well, I need the Yom Pei Aleph. And very interesting. He says it takes 80 days for a girl to develop. Now we understand why it says that by, what do you call it? So by a boy as well, why a boy is 80, is 40 days and a girl 80 days? A boy is also 80 days. Because a boy, Yom Kain, it is a lad, they talk about what his future is. We don't find that 40 days before a girl we talk about the future is. So maybe that 40 days is already, by a boy, he's forming already before he physically starts forming. There's a spiritual forming of 40 days, and then there's a physical forming, so it's really 80 days as well. They're both same. But by a lot, practically speaking, he says it takes longer for a girl to develop than a boy. 40 days longer.
When you say Vlad, you mean Mam, Dafka, Zochan, or Nkeva for Vlad?
L'cheira. I don't know. Because the reason is Bas Pliny L'Pliny. By him, we call him out by his name.
He is Pliny.
He's Pliny. The girl has no name. You don't say Plinys L'Pliny. She doesn't exist yet. The father exists. So we're saying that this man is going to have a girl, and this girl is going to be married to this guy. So the guy already we're talking about, the Pliny, she doesn't exist yet. So he is 80 days. 40 spiritual, 40 physical, and... Wait till Gemara here. Wait till Gemara. I don't know. Shazocha nigmur l'mem alev and akeva l'pei alev. You know, they used to think that a woman has less teeth in the mouth than a man. All they had to do is count the teeth of a man and a woman. And yet, for years, they always thought that a woman had less teeth in the mouth than a man. How's that work? Shazocha nigmur l'mem alev and akeva l'pei alev. It takes 81 days to develop a girl and 40 days to develop a man. I guess a girl is a lot more complicated. It takes a lot longer. I mean, what are you talking about? Very difficult to understand in the Matthias. You're still seeing more stories. First of all, why mention Zachar? Why mention
In this idea of the bleeding is tahar and bleeding is not tahar and
bleeding is not tahar. That's Taylor
says. It's not a physical.
No, nothing. No, we're saying the blood, it can bleed and it's tahar. It's a halachi thing. Taking about Lam Huzka Zachar, and actually we're going to use that. Shim is going to use that. Lama huska zocher. Why Bechal mentions zocher? Just talk about nekeva. Nekeva encapsulates everything a zocher has. Ila made to him a haktani nekeva. Nekeva is 14 days. Who cares about the zocher 7? Be ila made tara haktani nida says anida. There's no you made tara at all because we suspect maybe nothing happened at all. Shintida yemla medalis. He must say, you know what you need it for. If she sees the 34th day, the tarz of a tida yemem, the echo, she's the 41st day, tehemu kukelis admem ches. We say that maybe it's a boy. So if she sees the 34th day, could be it's metara from a boy. And then you see the 41st day, if it was a boy, and now it's a nida. So therefore, she has to wait till memches. But if let's say it wasn't, what do you call it? If there was no child at all, she was just a nida, then she was already a nida at day number 34, and 41 is a zava. And a zava needs Zayin Akim. That's what you need it for. So have all these things. She has to wait ad memches, got to wait to Zayin Akim as well. She's day 74. Maybe she's a nid to them because it's a boy, whatever. And then she's 81. If she was a girl, then she became a nid now, but she's really a zava. It could be a nid, it could be a zava. You gotta wait 7 clean days. He says the Gemara, what's this one? Timei v'tiye b'zocher. This is what Moshe said. V'timei v'tiye b'nekeva. There's days of tumah and tara by a boy, by a girl. Ma kisha timei v'tiye b'zocher. Yitzirosa ki yetzavoy. The creation is 40. You know, it's 7 and 33, a total of 40 days, and that's how long it takes to develop 40 days. So av kisha timei v'tiye b'nekeva is 80 days. 14 of tumah and 66 of tara. Why did Taylor double it? Because probably it reflects the how long it takes to develop. Yitzros Yitzvah Omer said to him, "Ain lemeidin yitzira metumah." The Gemara will give examples where it's actually physically changed, but the Chayde can say a pashtus. that even though they're exactly the same thing, it, for a girl, it's not yet considered a full yitzira, because they have different body parts, different anatomy, and for a girl to be full yitzira legally, it has to be 80 days, and for a boy, he has less parts. 80, you know, we say a girl has more evadim, reish nun beis versus reish mem ches, and other things. So maybe, even though they're not arguing the metzias, they're arguing, so legally, when do we consider the girl a girl? When she's 40, past the 40-day stage, or maybe if we wait another 40 days before she's more developed, for a girl to be considered a girl. That's the pasha of the machlekes. Who does not hear? Omrulai, they said to him, Rabbi Shmuel, Maisib Cleopatra, there's a story of Cleopatra, the king and queen of Egypt, Malchus Alexandria, Shenes Chaibu, Shiv Chese, Harega. Some of the maids were found guilty and had to be put down to murder. Had to be murdered. The Malchus, a Botka, and so she did an experiment, a medical experiment. And she got them both pregnant, she made them both pregnant, and then she operated on them, or she got her doctor to operate. Umatzah, they found Zeb and Zeb and Mem Aleph. They both had the same, one had a boy and one had a girl, and both the same stage of development. So this is a raya to Chachamim. Amal lehen, so he said back, and he made lechem raim la teidev atav avi raim la shaitiv. It's interesting, the word over here. What hak mechayim from Betzias? The Teidev says, azay, and that's how it is. Teidev macht Betzias. Where does it say the tater that a boy is 40? What's the analogy? What are you linking tumor with that? Amakra, he said, tell you what says the tater. It says in the pasuk. It says if it gave birth to an akeva, it says it gave even a keva tailored. It already said zocher. Just say even the keva. Why have to add the word tailored? To tell you it's a different kind of process. So why do you call a shaitim? But they should tell you a fact that they experimented and this is what they found.
It's not saying
so he's saying he wants to learn why the Tater B'chal bother to tell you different Tater. Tell you that when it's considered later, when is it considered later by Nekeva, it's not the same time because it's later by Zohar.
So that's the extra word, the
Tater. The Tater, exactly. That's what he wants to say. So he said to him, why men are Shaitim L'cheda? It's a fact. They operate and that's what they found. So he says, Eimon Nekeva Kodim, no. Maybe the woman who gave birth to the girl, maybe what do you call it? The Aber Aboyim Yom Kame Zohar. Maybe she became pregnant 40 days before the Zohar. What's that I said, Rabbi Shmuel? Maybe she felt pregnant 40 days before, and then when you cut them open, it was her 80th day, and the boy's 40th day. They drank some kind of a medicine, a potion, that makes sure that they cannot fall pregnant. Imagine they knew things then that we don't know today. You know, the pill's not 100% guarantee, and so on. They had a potion, 100% foolproof. Rabbi Shmuel, not everybody did the potion effective. It's not a foolproof system. So therefore, could very well be, I'm right, it's not raya. If I have a possum of Taylor and you bring him a tea, I can, my hanochi is not, I have to turn the Taylor around, Chassid Shalom. I have to turn the Matthias around. You bring me a ride, the Neanderthal man was 5 million years old. It's not a kasha on the Tater. I have to explain to you how that happened, how it fits into the Tater. That's forget how the Tater fits into science. Claude and the Gemara right here. Science has to fit into the Tater, not Tater has to fit into science. I'll bring you myself. Like Cleopatra, Malchi Yevoni. She was also the Greek, because I guess Egypt at that time, we know the Greek, they broke, split up. So she is chayv shiv chesah haregel malchus. Her made the same story. Yebotkan, she didn't. I don't know if the same experience, different experience. Umotzan, she was very intrigued by this thing over here. Umot, I guess people make making fun of her the whole time. She's a woman and she's a queen, and she wanted to prove that either that they're the same or that they're better. No, not Rabbi Shmuel did the experiment.
No,
but Cleopatra. Yeah, it's the same queen. It's the same queen.
Yeah, but he's telling a story and they're telling a story.
Yeah. The Chum used a story to prove. Yeah, two different stories, so it seems. Or the same story, two versions.
I spell her name very differently in between Yovan and Alexandros.
Uh-huh.
Here it's much. It's a very different name.
Yeah, maybe it's just the printer.
Maybe the other one was spelt in Yiddish. You know, in Yiddish you always have these extra yuds and ayin.
Could all be right. Well, in Egyptian, this is how they wrote
exactly.
It.
There's part of them. They don't speak Yiddish.
Anyway, so they did the same operation. The botkan, the matzah, and zochel aboyim, the echad, and the kevel pe'alef. The tak found 481. Omrachum said to him, Aim me, I'm the Shaitan. Now they turn said to him, My time, but they don't say have an eye from the Pasik. It's common sense, it's to be the same. Why? My time, Ahachd in the cave, Ayatra Boyin Yamin, Behadri Abed. You think that only one time she had Tashmish? They're all the Stufi Zima, so she had Tashmish a few times. The last time she had Tashmish was 40 days before, and therefore the girl was actually 40 days. Even though she gave them some guy there 80 days before, but that's not what pregnated her. What pregnated her was another Tashmish she had 40 days before. So it's the same as boy. But Rabbi Shmuel, the Shaymin Masirin, Rabbi Shmuel said, but there was a guard, a man watching. So Rabbi Potter said, Ain't up with the eyes. Ain't Mashiach Goofy Bola. He made sure nobody else had relations with her, but he did.
He
himself did. So therefore, you can't trust men. Ain't up with Rufus Larois. You can't trust men when it comes to these things. So the Gemara, Vedilma, Ikaru, Lahach, Nekeva, Baba, and Vachad, have a Mishtacha, Kizacher. And he says, Maybe if they would have cut the 41. And another thing he's saying here, maybe Taka, if they would have, let's say they waited 80 days by the girl, maybe even your version, maybe they would have cut it 40 days, but also seen that it's fully developed. We saw at the end of 80 days and the end of 40 days, the size or the development was exactly the same. And it can't be that it stayed for 40 days the same. It definitely develops all the time. Okay, how am I echabri zocha echabri in the cave of whether it's a male or female? Chacham hay and tenakam are saying the same thing at both the same time. Yechitembel and Mr. Mereisha Karabonah wants to tell you that the Reisha is like the rabbi, the Yochid, the Ramon Rabbi, and Pshita. Everyone knows that. Nay, Mount, I would have thought, Mr. Abra, time with Rabbi Shmuel, I would have thought Rabbi Shmuel makes sense. The Kimasai Lekra, he has all the psukim, Kuvim Tum, Kamashlon, that no. Dorish Rabbi Simloi, here's Tasagadatu for the next page in a bit. And this is Shabbos' Gemara. Learned. What's a child compared to while sitting in the mother's womb? Lepinkas to a clear boy. Sorry?
A notebook. Isn't it?
Yeah, clear notebook. Shemekupel that's folded over. And Umunach Yodosh Deis Dov, his two hands are sitting by his temples. Shtei Atzilov, his two elbows, Al Bezak Kavis on his knees. U Bezak Kovav on his two heels. Al Bezak Voisov on his rump. The roisha munameibikov's head between his knees, upiv sasum, his mouth is closed, the tibure psor, but he eats through his navel. The bill will court, v'oichul mashima, chelis shares all the food from his mother, v'shesim mashima, shesim, and drinks from his mother, v'einim meitzedeya, and does not excrete anything. Shavayarimak, if the baby had to excrete, it would kill the mother. Like, this is the nisim the day that happens when a child is born.
Does it mean that he's actually got a digestive system operating, or is he sustained outside the digestive?
There has to be some waste, I guess.
No.
It's not digestion. At that time, he's getting blood from his mother.
Exactly.
In the blood comes the oxygen and the nutrients.
Exactly. But here it's sort of...
Mitabura, oichlin.
Yeah, but I mean, here it...
I don't know if oichlin means necessarily eating the way we understand that. I mean, it's sustenance.
The kimish yotzlavet oilam, as soon as he comes out into the world, nifta chasasa, the mouth opens up, and this thing, he gives a scream. And the navel shuts down. Shemol the canker, they're both open. And the mouth is still sealed. Cannot live. He can't breathe. While he's in mother's womb, there's a candle above his head. You can see from one end of the world to another world. It says in the pasuk, the brilliance of the light was on my head. I can see at night. So this is why I was inside the mother's womb. He very much desired to go back into his mother's womb, such a safe cocoon, rather than where he was and all the suffering he had. Don't wonder how can you see from one end of the world to the other. You can be living here and then see and dream about another country. Aspamia. In other words, it's like a vision. Or Spain, some say. The best days of a person's life is when you're inside the mother's womb. Like Dr. Rebbe said, but once you leave, you never want to go back. Right? Remember the story of Dr. Rebbe that his mother-in-law wanted him back after they gave him a hard time. They didn't let him make Kiddush on Shabbos. He tells her, the best place for a baby is in a mother's womb, but once you leave, you don't want to go back. It says, apostle, I wish you would give me ki yarchei kedem, like the months I used to have. Amolu ketzaiten. Those days that God used to watch over me, which days he talk about in months rather than years. 9 months. Here, while you're in your mother's womb, we all learned the entire Torah. That's the only reason why we're able to understand the Torah now, because we learned it already once. It's mainly Chazara. It says in the pasuk, "Vayereini," he taught me, "Vayemali," and he said to me, you should come into your lipcha, you should guard in your heart, mitzvaysai, and therefore you'll live. Sorry?
For us,
he has Yiddish and Neshama, that's the whole word. No, he must say that he also learned Torah before as well.
So what, he has the same union of
why not? Because he has Yiddish and Neshama, and in fact we had Gemara Yivamah, the Gemara says the Eibishter punishes the Gerim, why didn't you become a Ger earlier? What is that supposed to mean? Is that right that you always had Yiddish and Neshama and you let it in Golos there, you should have come earlier?
His mother, who is Lachayda Nishka Yiddish,
100% not Yiddish. Otherwise, she wouldn't be good. She's a carrier. She's not a Kaylee. He's the Kaylee. He's the Kaylee for it, but she happens to be in her womb. How could a man give birth to Behemoth? Well, he's a Kaylee for Behemoth. He's a carrier. Remember, Hamapelos, Chayy Behemoth. Vayimah, it says in the Pasuk, but that's how the Chidol learns that it's a Gershon's guy. It says, Kashayisi mecher, it says in the Pasuk, Besoyd Elokai, Olai Oli, that the secrets of Hashem are in my tent. My Vayimah, when you all these rights, for Vichitema Novi de Kamar, maybe the Novi is saying that, you know, that you taught me everything, Shmuel Melech is saying it, Toshma, they have come here, Besoyd Elokai, Oli, every person, while, you know, I was in the tent, my mother, I learned, Kivish Bola Avid, Oilam, once he comes in this world, Bo Malach came along, a Malach Vesotre Alpiv, and gives him a Schnell in the nose. It gives him under the nose, above the mouth. He forgets everything he learned. And that's when, you know, the Huyanuki and the Zoya, who used to go around saying all the secrets because he didn't have the Shnell, and to the Chom Davina, he should pass away. Shnema, it says, he gave him two secrets. It says, L'pesach chatos reivitz. That they're opening your mouth, that's where the chatos is. Interesting pasuk to bring. Then he yates him, why bring this pasuk, Pesach chatos reivitz? Yeah, but the Pesach, but that's what we're saying by the mouth. Then he yates him, and before he leaves the body, this is what Tanya is based on, we swear, Shanem, it's in the pasuk, Kili Sikhra, to me, it'll bow down, Kol Berech, or the needle bow down to me, Tishova, Kol Losh, it'll swear to me in all languages, Kili Sikhra, Kol Berech, Zayam Misa. The day you die, Shanem, it says, Lefon of Yichru, Kol Yodi Ofer. Tishba, Kol Losh, Zayam, my lady, the day you're born, Shanem, it says, Nikicha, Paim, Valiva, Vashem, Nosh, 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 that those who are innocent, that never swore false, umayi ashvu, what's the shvua shemashbin? You say, what do you make every person swear? Tehi tzaddik, al tehi rasha. Every person is born, we say, you should be a tzaddik, and you should not be a rasha. Afilu kola oilam kulu oilam lecha tzaddik ato, hayei beinach kerasha. The whole world can tell you a tzaddik, you should treat yourself as if a rasha. You always have the potential, you have a nefesh abami, as Rebbe says, and you always have the potential to be a rasha. Avi yedeya shakosh baruch hu toir, Umisharsa Tayyim, Nebishta is pure and his Misharsima and his servants are pure. Vin Nishama Shinasatabana Tahidi is also pure. And kind of Shama Shasat be Tahidi. Imata Mishamra Vitara Mutta, if you guard it in purity, fine. Imlav Hareini Noitlimcha, if you don't take care of my Nishama that I gave you as a Pekotan, I'm going to take it away from you. Tanur Rebbe Shmuel, Moshe Lekoyin, it's like a Koyin, Shemosa Trum Lamaritz, gave Truma, a very holy thing to an Amaritz, and said to him, Imatim Mishanu Betara Mudik, good, Imlav Hareini, so full of anecha, I will burn the Truma in front of you and won't be able to have any benefit from it whatsoever. We'll stop here. So I'll